First and goal from the one. 5:18 to go in the first quarter. They're going to line up in the stacked eye. Three running backs behind Beckman. He'll turn, hand it off to Ohm over the right side. Dives over the pile. He's hit, and I don't think he does. He gets in. He gets in. A one-yard run. The first touchdown of the year for the Avon Lake Shoremen. Holden Ohm from 1 yard out with 5:05 to go in the opening quarter. The Shoremen are on the board. It's Avon Lake 6, Elyria nothing with the point after coming up.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfies as we continue to roll along with our Nick Abraham Elyria Ford 2016 high school football preview. Number one, we thank everybody here at Wolfies for treating us so very, very well. We thank the folks at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford for once again being our presenting sponsor. Thank the coaches for coming on out and exercising some patience here tonight. Boy, they were anxious to get here, and so we've got a backlog. It's like planes coming into Hopkins. They're circling and circling, trying to wait to get on the show, Rob.
I never saw as many that we had as early as we had. You know, there's, and Dave DeLugas is one of them, and appreciate all of them coming out, like you said, their patience.
Hey, real quick, before we get to the head coach of the Shoremen, let us congratulate our winner of the four tickets to see Frankie Ballard next week at the Lorain County Fair, as our winner is Scott Suki, S-U-K-E-Y. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Scott. Scott Suki of Elyria. You've got a four-pack of tickets to see Frankie Ballard at the Lorain County Fair. By the way, we are not done with that ticket giveaway. We've got a couple of more opportunities to win a four-pack of tickets courtesy of the good folks at the Lorain County Fair. So we thank them for that. All right, now let's get to Dave DeLugas, the head coach of the Shoremen from Avon Lake. And, of course, one of the storied programs in Lorain County. You talk great tradition. You're talking Avon Lake football. Although, Dave, you'd be the first to admit the past couple of years certainly hasn't lived up to that tradition. And yet people that I talk to say you've got a pretty good class coming. So 2016 perhaps gets back to where you're used to being?
Well, the last 2 years, as you mentioned before, we were 2-8 and 4-6. And it certainly wasn't up to my standards, wasn't up to our community standards, and certainly not our ballplayer standards. But this year, we see a tremendous amount of improvement so far. We really like what we've got in our skill position players, and our line, though, is still a little bit of a work in progress. So it's really going to be determined by what's up front. You know, you hear that all the time. It's what's up front that counts. And I don't care whether you're playing in the NFL, if you're playing at the NCAA level or at the high school level, it's what's up front that counts. So that's really what we're really kind of focusing on right now.
Well, you used to always say it's those guys that stick their hands in the dirt. Now, there aren't too many stadiums left with dirt anymore. But it's those guys up front. They really create everything else, both offensively and defensively, agree?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of teams right now. I bet a lot of the coaches you talk to, they have a huge concern about their linemen, and especially depth on the offensive line and defensive lines. And that's where we're at right now. You know, we've got some pretty good quality kids, but our depth is really a question. We get a couple injuries, or we get some of those real hot early September weekends, and we run into teams that are maybe two platoon, and we're maybe a platoon and a half type of team. That can cause some issues for us.
Take a moment and talk personnel. Who are some key guys for Avon Lake this year?
Well, a guy who's really kind of stood out above everybody else has been one of our wide receivers, Carson Toy. Carson caught 50 passes for us last year. He worked extremely hard in the offseason. He ended up going to all kinds of camps. He went to all kinds of places where he wanted to be challenged. And he's become an exceptional guy coming off the line of scrimmage. You can try to jam him. You can try to play off of him. He's become a very skilled individual that way. Our other split end is Hunter Bateman. Hunter Bateman's about 6'3" and 180 pounds, but he's a track guy. He's a 4'6" guy in the 40 and a 51 in the 400 meters. So he can run, and he's real long and lean, and he can catch the ball. Then we've got two real nice slot receivers, and Zach Sable is also a real good baseball player, and Jason Sullivan. Not quite as big as the other two, but very quick and elusive and catch the ball. So we really like what we got out in the edges there. Our quarterback, is going to be Mark Pappas. And Mark is a talented individual, but he is also an individual who hasn't been really challenged yet, because this is going to be his first year as a starter. So we've been putting a lot of pressure on him in practice, and he probably feels like the coaches are on his back. But what we want to do is get him ready for the stress that's going to happen in the first couple of ball games, because our schedule is front end loaded, man. We got to hit the ground running. We can't wait for our guys to mature, because we've got two playoff teams right off the top.
Well, you were reading my mind. I was going to ask, how tough does that make it to start at Elyria and then with Avon, one of your rivals, when you've had a couple of tough years and with a first-year quarterback in a group that's trying to maybe get some confidence back?
Yeah. Well, I don't make the schedule, so we just go out and play them, and I make sure that that our kids realize that there's a challenge coming up in the beginning, and you need to be prepared, and the coaches are here to help you get prepared for that. So when you feel that they may be pushing you a little bit harder, asking you a little bit more than what you think you got, there's a reason for that.
How have you guys looked so far in the preseason? How happy are you with how things have gone to this point?
We scrimmaged Medina Highland, who's typically a very, very solid program, and we're about even with them. And then we went to Medina last Friday, and it was a horrible experience. It's not because of the football either. We got hit with a storm dust. So we took that nice casual trip from Avon Lake down to beautiful Medina County at Medina High School, got hit with thunderstorms, and for that whole trip, we ended up with 10 offensive plays and about 5 defensive plays, and we kept getting thunder, and the referees wouldn't let us begin. So that's about 6 hours of my life that are basically worthless anymore. So, but and with that though, what you end up missing, you miss the whole practice day, and you didn't get any reps at the scrimmage because of that. So that's bothered us quite a bit. And then, you give the kids the weekend off, so essentially you had like 3 days where they didn't do too much. So today we hit them pretty hard today.
Coach, what's your biggest concern about this team, or at least question mark, maybe the better way to term that?
Well, again, as I mentioned before, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be our fronts, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. We have decent size. We're making 235, 240s up there. We don't have those 280 pounders that we've had in the past. They're good, hard-working kids. But again, we're going to be matched against two massive offensive lines our first two games. Elyria is huge in the front, and Avon also has a very big offensive line with, I think, 4 out of the 5 starters coming back as well. So that's going to be a key, and I'm sure both Elyria and Avon know that about us too.
Coach, you mentioned the line, and obviously, boy, in years past and decades past with you and even Tomo, I mean, Avon Lake was tailback hot. I mean, we could probably rattle off 15 of them that played for Avon Lake. Has the game changed that much? Do you ever foresee that ever coming back? Or has these wide open offenses and the spread offenses, are those bygone days now?
Well, as much as the spread offense has come into vogue, the majority of people that run the spread offense, they do it to run the football. They just want to get another guy out of the box. A lot of teams are going to the zone scheme. We run some zone, but we're still, partially a power team as well. But right now it makes it maybe a touch easier because of the fact that we can get a guy out of the box via formation. And then the other thing, if they want to try to stack the box on us, as I said, I'm pretty confident in what we have on our edge guys. They're pretty good wide receivers. We protect our quarterback. We'll be pretty difficult to defend.
So that power game that you love, you still foresee that being a major part of what you do at Avon Lake?
Well, if I can say this word right, everything is circuitous, all right?
Yes.
It comes to, I did it, huh? Okay, but it does run in stages like that. At one time, look at it defensively. One time it was the good old 6-2, and then what ended up happening, it morphed into the 5-2 defense. That morphed into the 3-4 defense, which morphed into the 4-3 defense, which morphed into the 4-4 defense. And really, what's a 4-4 defense? Nothing but a 6-2 defense with two drop ends. So, sometimes what happens is you try to outthink yourself and try to get too fancy and go with the flavor of the month, and you forget about what you know best and what your fundamentals are.
Coach, conference-wise, Midview, Avon, North Ridgeville come into the SWC last year. They have a lot of success. How do you see the SWC shaping up this year?
Boy, the conference last year was dominated by really three teams, Midview, Avon, and Berea. Every team in the conference this year has holes to fill, and some of them drastic holes to fill. you take a look at Midview on paper right now would have to be the favorite. You know, when you got your All-State trigger man coming back, that's going to help. And plus, I know they've got a couple individuals come in from other schools to fill in some of the graduations that they've had at their wide receiver spot. North Ridgeville, again, they got their trigger man coming back too. So immediately, when you got your trigger man coming back with experience, that's going to put that favorite tag on you. Avon, again, is very strong up front, and a lot of times more important than the trigger man is those guys up front. They're very strong up front, but I know there's still a little bit of a question mark for them at the quarterback position as well. Let's see who we got. Olmsted Falls. Playoff team last year, and they've got a great big tailback coming back. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but they run that little different type of offense than what you're used to seeing. Everybody's seeing spread and getting everything spread out. Olmsted Falls packs everything in tight and tries to jam it off tackle and run jet sweeps with that big tailback that they got. North Olmsted graduated quite a few people. My understanding is they have quite a few linemen. They got an outstanding tailback returning, a big fast kid. And I have heard that they may be going to a little bit more of a power game rather than away from the spread. And you may even see some double tight out of them and maybe even some unbalanced stuff that's going to be coming out of them as well.
It's all circuitous.
It's circuitous. It is. Let's see. Amherst.
It also runs in cycles.
That was the word I was thinking of the first time. Okay. But on the other, let's see, Amherst. Amherst, I had had the best freshman team of anybody in the conference. That's including Midview, Avon Lake, and everybody else. But again, if you run into our conference and you're going to depend on sophomores to carry the load in the conference that we're in, that's trouble. So they're maybe a year away, maybe 2 years away, but definitely they're on the upswing right now with what we see coming. Westlake lost an outstanding tailback and Jaquan Hardy, but they have a number. I think they got 5 coming back on offense and 6 coming back on defense. The only problem that they had, of course, is they had a real small underclassman. In fact, they didn't have a freshman team last year. Their numbers were that low.
Wow.
And so obviously that's going to play into the situation as well. But they got an outstanding coach out there, and I know a lot of guys from their coaching staff since I've been around for a while, and they have a great coaching staff, so we're going to hopefully see a bounce back from them as well.
It could be a competitive year, no doubt about it.
Oh, it's going to be real. This one's going to be one rather than the big three. I think it's going to be maybe everybody aiming kind of at Midview, but then there's going to be a tier of about 4 or 5 teams right below them. We're going to see what happens with that.
Good stuff. Well, I know you were patiently waiting, so we appreciate you coming out. Look forward to working with you all year long. Now, will we hear the bird in the background on the weekly interviews again this year, Dave?
It's still kicking. So you may have the bird on.
Yeah. Dave's retired, so I call him at home every week for the forecast show. And he's got a bird that when Dave's talking, that bird's chirping right along with Dave. One of the more entertaining interviews I do every week.
I don't know if that's the bird chirping or my wife chirping.
Well, on that note, we won't get you in any more trouble.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Dave DeLugas, the head coach of the Shoremen from Avon Lake, joining us here at Wolfie's as part of our 2016 high school football preview show.